glory and grace.
Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration. Today on Moments of Inspiration, we have with us Larry Billingsley to share the message of the day. We invite you to listen to Larry as he presents the Word of God.
Luke writes a series of instructions in Luke chapter 6, 17 through 49. He speaks of blessings and woes, loving your enemies, and about judging others. These verses are to establish perspective. These teachings go against human nature's tendency, such as being defensive. God's people are asked to be vulnerable. Our nature says to retaliate. We're told to pray for those who hurt us. In other words, we are challenged to be generous in spirit of our selfish human nature. Jesus is only speaking to those who hear him, Luke chapter 6 and verse 27, meaning, it is only the committed who can embrace these teachings. Of course, Jesus modeled these boundaries. At the end of his life, he is praying for the Father's forgiveness of those who crucified him. The Father would have us to do to others as you would have them do to you, Luke 6 and verse 31. Many in this world have been violated, abused, and some of them are striking out against the world that has mistreated them, hurt them, and exploited them. Jesus is calling on us to be sensitive and show some discernment concerning their situation. We're to show compassion as the Father does, for He, God, for He is kind to the ungrateful and wicked. Be merciful just as your Father is merciful. Luke 6, 35 and 36. For those we are to love, we should not be criticizing and condemning. Or, as Luke states it, do not judge, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and it will be given to you. A good measure pressed down, shaken together, and running over will be poured into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. He also tells them this parable. Can a blind man lead a blind man? Will they not both fall into the pit? A student is not above his teacher, but everyone who is fully trained will be like his teacher. Why do you look at the speck of the sawdust in your brother's eye and paying no attention to the plank in your own eye. How can you say to your brother, "Brother, let me take this speck out of your eye," when you yourselves fail to see the plank in your own eye? You hypocrite! First take the plank out of your eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. You see, the battle begins here. We as God's children should have a generous spirit. The metaphor Jesus gives about measuring grain makes it clear we're to give above and beyond the world's standard because we are kingdom people. We're to practice this without any favoritism. James states it well. My brother, as believers in our glorious Lord Jesus Christ, don't show favoritism. Suppose a man comes into the meeting wearing a gold ring and fine clothes, and a poor man in shabby clothes also comes in. If you show special attention to the man wearing the fine clothes and say, "Here is a good seat for you," but say to the poor man, "You stand there or sit on the floor by my feet," have you not discriminated among yourselves and become judge with evil thoughts? Listen, my dear brethren, has not God chosen those who are poor in the eyes of the world to be rich in faith and to inherit the kingdom he promised those who love him? But you have insulted the poor. Is it not the rich who are exploiting you? Are they not the ones who are dragging you into court? Are they not the ones who are slandering the noble name of him to whom you belong? If you really keep the royal law found in the scriptures, love your neighbor as yourself, you're doing right. But if you show favoritism, you sin and are convicted by the law as lawbreakers. Then he gives us the metaphor about the blind following the blind. We should follow only those with Jesus' spirit and be the example for others to imitate. We have but one teacher as children of God, and to follow him, that is Jesus, is to follow the light, who is also the source of the light. The other spirit Jesus speaks of is the critical spirit. Once again, Jesus used the metaphor to make his point. He compares a man who is critical of others like a man who has a large beam in his own eye trying to take the speck out of his brother's eye. He's a hypocrite who should learn and practice the approach that the Apostle Paul gives. Brethren, if someone is caught in a sin, you who are spiritual should restore him gently. But watch yourself, or you also may be tempted, Galatians 6 and verse 1. The person who judges others invites judgment on themselves. The one with a forgiving attitude is the one forgiven. When we are saved by God's grace, it changes us. Paul puts it this way in Titus chapter 2, 11 through 14. Paul writes, "For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men. It teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions, and to live self-controlled, upright, godly lives in this present age, while we wait for the blessed hope, the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to redeem us from all. From all wickedness, and to purify for himself a people that are his very own, eager to do what is good." So in conclusion, Jesus says, "I tell you who hear me." It is only for the ones who will hear Jesus. Be merciful to those who are ungrateful and wicked. We do this by being sensitive to those around us with a generous spirit. I encourage you to choose today to accept God on his terms. Those terms are written in the book of Acts in the Bible. If you need assistance, contact Max Pratt through this ministry. God bless.
I looked all around me, and what did I see? A world filled with hatred and dark misery, where sin and confusion have taken control. Yet one ray of hope still beckons my soul. Someday, there'll be no more sorrow. Someday, we'll walk hand in hand. Someday, it may be tomorrow, we'll walk together through the promised land. There'll be no tears, no saying goodbye. We'll live in that mansion built in the sky. We'll rest beneath the shade by the river of light. We'll cease from our race, from our toil and strife. Someday, there'll be no more sorrow. Someday, we'll walk hand in hand. Someday, it may be tomorrow, we'll walk together through the promised land. We'll walk together. We'll walk together. We'll walk together.
Oh, 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 oh. Then we'll see loved ones, prophets of old. Walls made of jasper, streets of pure gold.
Yet with all this still, none can compare with a glimpse of my Jesus, his glory to share. Someday,
there'll be no more sorrow.
Someday,
we'll walk
hand in hand. Someday,
it may be tomorrow,
we'll walk together through the promised land. Someday,
there'll be no more sorrow.
Someday,
we'll walk
hand in hand. Someday,
it may be tomorrow,
we'll walk together, we'll walk together, we'll walk together through the promised land.
Thank you for tuning into Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with Him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light.